Friends, the Israelites eagerly awaited the arrival of the promised Messiah King to re-establish King David's kingdom as predicted in Old Testament scriptures. John the Baptizer gave the last prophetic prediction, announcing the final preparations. Calling for repentance, he declared that the fulfillment of the divine promise was at hand and pointed to Jesus as the promised Messiah King. The 21st chapter of Matthew's Gospel records the celebration of Jesus' royal entry into Jerusalem. Crowds enthusiastically welcomed him as the royal son of David. The religious leadership, however, became jealous and threatened by Jesus' popularity, especially after he confidently entered the temple and cleansed it from the corrupting activities of buying and selling. So Jesus told them two parables. The first parable is about a man who instructed his two sons to work in his vineyard. One son first said no, but then changed his mind and obeyed his father. The other agreed to do the work, but did not do it. Those religious leaders agreed that the son who actually did the work truly obeyed his father. Applying the parable, Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the despised tax collectors and prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you." The second parable Jesus told is about unfaithful contractors who were entrusted care for a vineyard, but they refused to give any of its fruit to the owner. They not only dishonored him, but also beat, stoned, and killed his servants. When the owner sent his son, those contractors decided to kill the son and claim the vineyard for themselves. Jesus concluded the parable by saying, "When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Then Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a people producing its fruits." The jealous antagonist religious leaders misunderstood the true nature of God's kingdom promised to David. Their hateful attitude towards the Messiah as the son of David expressed rejection of the very foundation and nature of the expected new kingdom of God. Jesus, the Messiah King, is the cornerstone of the kingdom, as the 118th Psalm says, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." Friends, Peter was one of Jesus the Messiah's apostles who witnessed the encounter with those self-centered religious leaders. After Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, Peter explained this Old Testament prophecy to followers of Jesus, many from non-Jewish background. He wrote, "As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Friends, the message of Jesus' two parables is clear. As a Messiah, son of David, he came to establish a heavenly spiritual kingdom on earth. It is the new humanity. It replaces the corrupt, defeated earthly kingdom. Messiah's new kingdom is the new creation, the Israel of God, composed of all those who cling to King Jesus from among all nations. In Jesus the Messiah, they are blessed with all heavenly blessings of peace and mercy. This is what was promised to Abraham, the father of all believers. Hallelujah.